So let's talk a bit about potable water. So we need to drink water in order to stay alive. But water is often found with other substances dissolved in it, and these substances can be harmful. So we end up having to treat water sometimes to make it potable. And what potable means is it's safe for human consumption. So the first thing making water potable needs to do is reduce concentrations of microbes. So microbes can be some of the things that are harmful in water, so we need to reduce any microbes that are found in the water. Secondly, we need to reduce the concentration of dissolved minerals and salt found in the water. We do not eradicate minerals and salts from the water completely, though. So that's the reason why there is maybe a little bit of salt dissolved in the water you drink, but you just can't drink salt water because the mineral content's too high. Now, with potable water, you don't need to ensure it's chemically pure. That's not what it means. All it means is it's possible to drink. So there will still be stuff dissolved in it, but it will just make sure that it's either at a low enough level to not be harmful, or the stuff that's dissolved in it is not harmful to humans. So does water have to be chemically pure to be possible? The answer is no, it does not. So some sources of potable water. You can get potable water from fresh water. That only needs sterilizing and filtering, and that's the easiest way to get it. You can also get it from seawater. Now, I mentioned you can't drink seawater on its own, but there is an expensive process that you can use to treat seawater. It's expensive because it basically large amounts of energy are needed in order to take the salt out of it. And the process of taking salt out of water is called desalination. You can also treat wastewater, but there's many steps involved in that. Less energy is needed to treat wastewater than desalination, though. So that is a good alternative. And wastewater is just the water that comes out either in sewage or water that's gone through the system already and needs to just be made possible to drink again. So what sources can potable water be found? Remember, it's fresh water, seawater, and wastewater. Which source of potable water is most expensive to treat? Well, fresh water is the easiest to treat, so it's not that one. Wastewater, there's many steps in it, but it's not a very expensive process. But desalination of seawater is very expensive because a lot of energy is needed. So water is potable if it's safe for human consumption. Water does not have to be chemically pure. By that, I mean it just only consists of H2O molecules. So water that is safe for human consumption, remember, it's potable water. Remember, sources that potable water can be obtained from. First of all, wastewater. Second of all, seawater. And thirdly, fresh water. If water is safe for human consumption, we can say that it is potable. And that's the end of the session. If you found this episode useful, you will find more episodes by searching for our new podcast channels. Search Revise GCSE and your subject for more podcasts to help you with your revision.